This is KUT. Local activists have filed a lawsuit against Central Health. That's the local hospital taxing district that provides health care to low-income people in Travis County. The folks challenging Central Health say it's spending money on programs not related to indigent care. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
This issue dates back to 2012. That's when taxpayers voted to start paying more on their property taxes to Central Health. Among other things, the ballot measure said these tax dollars would be spent on a medical school, quote, consistent with the mission of Central Health. But Fred Lewis, an attorney who filed the lawsuit, says state law says hospital taxing districts can only provide care to the poor.
The voters had the right and did raise taxes for health care for the poor. They do not have a right to expand Central Health's mission beyond what the Texas Constitution and statutes allow.
Lewis says some of that money has been spent on PR and business operations in the new medical school. But Mike Easling, the CEO and president of Central Health, says they are providing care to the poor in Travis County. And he says the medical school has been working to improve care for low-income people, which is what was promised to taxpayers.
And that's where our focus remains at this point, is making sure that we're putting together all the pieces so that the low-income and the uninsured have the best possible care, no exceptions.
The lawsuit was filed in the Travis County State District Court and wants to direct all of the money taxpayers approved, $35 million a year, to low-income care. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.